Maureen Quill has passed away at the age of 89, a remarkable Kilgarvan woman who went on to serve as a councillor, TD and senator for the north side of Cork, Cork North Central, for many years, was a founding member of the Progressive Democrats as well. Billy Kelleher, MEP, who was a constituency competitor of hers in Fianna Fáil, of course, he's released a statement saying she was not just a constituency colleague, she was a friend of mine and I'll miss her now she's passed away. Well, we shared the constituency of Cork North Central and competed for votes. I can truthfully say I don't think we ever shared a bad word between us. Maureen loved Cork City, but in particular the north side of Cork, where she served with distinction as a councillor, TD and senator for many years. She'll be fondly remembered by the thousands of students she taught in her lifetime. She had an amazing ability to communicate with young people and get them to open up about their hopes, dreams and ambitions. In her role as a teacher, she contributed greatly to the education system on Cork's north side. My sympathies to her family, especially her nephews Brian and Redmond, on the loss of their dear aunt. I will miss our regular chats either on Wellington Road or in the English Market. Maureen was an Irish patriot who loved her city and her country. And that's a statement from Billy Kelleher, MEP, and of course one time constituency rival politically of Maureen Quill. And with me on the line to talk about her in more detail is an independent councillor for the Kenmare area, and that is Dan McCarthy. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to all your listeners. I brought our sympathies to his whole family this morning.
She was a remarkable woman. Came out of Kilgarvan, was in national school there at the age of three, went into national school in there, and she never forgot where she came from. Then.
That's right. I suppose, look, for later in the years when I got to know Maureen, she'd meet you in Kinmare there on a Saturday, and she'd go through politics, and she had the ins and outs of it and the history of it, and she'd always be interested in see how you were getting on and what was the big things and the council. So she never kind of forgot her roots of Kilgarvan or Kinmare. She'd always make sure that she'd question you well and what were the topics on the day of what was going on. And in fairness, she'd always say, if you have a problem, that's my phone number. Like, and she was going to benefit nothing out of down here, but she still had the interest of Kinmare and Kilgarvan at heart.
So she gave you advice in your political ambitions at the time?
Yes,
then.
Yes,
always willing to help.
I remember the first time when I was elected in 2014, I met her a couple of weeks after, and you know, I didn't believe that, I couldn't think that she was so much involved in even my campaign, that she was thinking of it and following it and see where it was coming from. And I suppose we were fairly young at the time when the PDs was formed that time, and the big heave in Fianna Fáil, and like she stood for. You know, she. I remember that time she went with Des O'Malley and the PDs, and like she was still able to hold on to her seat and her popularity at that time. Like,
yeah, it was a real personal vote that she got there, even when she went to the New Party, and she was a key founder member of New Party. Her parents were founder members of Fianna Fáil. They were involved in transition to peaceful democratic politics back in the day, and she embraced that as a core value of her own time during politics as well. And she joined the local Fianna Fáil Cumann branch in 1965 and worked her way up there, council, you know, Senate, yep, and a TD.
Yeah, and she, like I said, she never forgot her roots of Kilgarvan, like, and she knew that she had the history of Kilgarvan, and the families of Kilgarvan, and she had she had it all. And when, you know, she loved to have the chat and have the, you know, herself and the sisters come maybe every second weekend or every third weekend. You'd meet them in Kinmare or even anywhere, and that she'd go into a full scale chat about politics and the interest and what the topics of the day was. And you know, she still had an interest even that she was retired from politics. And you know, she was a great woman for her community, and and I think listening to your radio out there, what Billy Kelleher said, I think it was just a complete truth of what the woman was and what her ability was.